With GPB Savannah News, I'm Emily Jones. Savannah State University's police chief has been placed on administrative leave with pay. In a statement, the school says it's conducting an internal investigation. This comes amid concerns over campus safety at Savannah State. A man was shot and killed on campus last month. Neither the victim nor the suspect were students. Savannah State has not said whether the police chief's leave is related. The school's statement says it won't comment further because it's a personnel matter. Six lawsuits have been filed against Rogue Tap House after a deck fell on St. Patrick's Day, injuring 14 people. The suits allege the bar failed to maintain or repair the deck or warn customers of its dangerous condition. Lawyers tell WTOC the business is responsible for customers' safety. Rogue Water had not responded to requests for comment as of last night. As Bullock County schools conduct a series of forums on school safety, one repeated suggestion is that school resource officers should be assigned to every campus. The Statesboro Herald reports that currently just four resource officers serve at six of the county system's 15 schools. Superintendent of Schools Charles Wilson says putting an officer in every school would be a big commitment that would, quote, require very intentional discussion. And the Port of Savannah has started construction on a $127 million rail terminal. The new Mason Mega Rail Terminal will replace two smaller terminals at the nation's fourth busiest port. It's expected to double the port's rail capacity by 2028. Port officials say the new rail system will allow Savannah to ship cargo to areas in the Midwest currently served by West Coast ports. It's also expected to reduce the number of trucks hauling cargo. Officials say it could remove about 200,000 tractor trailers from Georgia highways each year. For GPB Savannah, I'm Emily Jones.